Thank you for contacting us for support. This is Caitlin with him. Now, the pleasure of speaking with.
Yes, I don't even know who y'all are or what y'all have, but I have a charge on my card for $49.89.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. Can I first start off by getting some information?
Sure.
Can I first start off by getting your zip code?
76082.
And your first and last name?
Talonda Seth, S-E-L-F. Talonda, T-A-L-O-N-D-S.
Yes, ma'am. And could you state that last name again?
Self. S as in Sam, E-L, F as in Frank.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I see that you entered. Can I get you to verify your address for me?
790 Highland Circle, Springtime, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. So I see that you entered a contest in the amount.
Huh?
You entered a contest? Do you remember doing
what
that?
Kind of no.
Okay, so you entered a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
And so y'all charged me for entering the contest?
So what happens is you receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, you're offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for a sweepstakes that offers various self prizes, such as an iPhone, a Dyson vacuum, or iPad. You could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes. And in the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it also tells you that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan. Once you sign up for the meal plan, you will receive an email with a link for the app. So the $49.89 is going to be a meal plan for our Bite Sub.
I don't want no meal plan.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I do not want nor need no meal plan.
All right, so what
no.
I can... Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount off on the reoccurring charge.
I don't want it. I don't want it at all.
Okay, what about a 75% discount on the reoccurring charge?
I don't want this at all. I'm a disabled woman. I can't do anything. I can barely make my bills. I don't need anything extra.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand that. So I'd be more than happy to get you canceled out today.
Huh?
I'd be more than happy to get you canceled out today.
Okay.
Okay, would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, I mean, what's going to happen with that $49?
So I can issue you a 35% back refund on that because it's a valid charge on your account.
I'm going to dispute that completely.
Okay, so as a one-time courtesy, I can issue you back a 50% refund back on the $49.89.
No, I don't want this at all. I can't afford it.
Refund, ma'am.
Because of this. Huh?
I was going to issue you a 50% refund back.
You don't understand. My lights will be turned off. I can't do that.
So you don't want a 50% refund back, ma'am?
No, I don't even know why I'm charged this. And if I don't have the whole money, I can't take this. No, my life, oh my gosh.
Yes, ma'am. I'm offering to give you half of your money back.
But that's only half. You don't understand. I live for every single penny I have.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand that. But all I can do is a 50% refund back.
Well, then, can I speak to a manager or something? I can't.
Yes, ma'am. So we follow, we all handle the same protocol. So they're going to tell you the same thing, unfortunately.
Well, then, let me just. Oh, my God.
Would you like your cancellation number, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be C as in cancel, 920-151-838.
151-838.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who runs the speech? Because oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to talk to somebody. I got to try.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'll transfer you. Thank you for calling customer support. Give me one moment. Sam, thank you for calling customer support, and I'm getting you transferred over.
All right, thank you so much. I'm so-